Contestant in the Miss SVG pageant, Ariel Oliver, is hoping to raise awareness in her community to better accommodate persons with disabilities in various settings. This will be done through her community service project, which focuses on the theme of advocacy for the disabled.
In 2018, while studying in Jamaica, I was blessed with the opportunity to volunteer at an all-girls orphanage. There, I met the most inspirational females. Abandoned at a young age, disabled, but still with such positive attitudes. It was there I sparked an interest with working with special needs children. Interestingly, through random selection, I was given another opportunity by the Beauty Shows Committee to work with our very own special needs individuals. My community service project will be focused solely on advocacy for the differently abled, and my activities will be centered in my community of Stubbs.
Shania Peters of Paul's Avenue has hopes of helping her community create and maintain a healthy lifestyle and environment. Her mission will be carried out through her project dubbed Healthy Steps Towards Healthy Peps.
Over the years, growing up in the community of Paul's Avenue, I have observed a major issue of unhealthy habits from members. These unhealthy behaviors and practices have impacted the community in so many different ways. They result in chronic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and some forms of cancers. My vision is therefore to amend these challenges by aiming to raise awareness on the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, encourage members to choose healthy behaviors that would reduce the risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, strokes, cancers, and diabetes. And thirdly, to encourage the community to create and to maintain a healthy environment.
Jada Ross has committed herself to the ambitious task of performing 1,000 acts of kindness in 1 week.
The idea for this project was spawned by the $1,000 contribution generously donated by Gekku. Through this project, I hope to engender a sense of community, love, and pride among the people of Diamond, Kaliakwa, Fairhall, and Prospect. At the heart of 1,000 Acts of Kindness is love. My project speaks to the development and enhancement of these communities by lovingly placing the spotlight on love for the development of our minds, love for the world we live in, love for our mental and physical well-being, love for our pioneers in sports and culture, and finally, love for Lenny.
When you look around our society today, there is a growing number of persons close to or just past retirement age who are often less active. Too many of our elderly are simply left on a bed to rest or sit in a chair all day waiting out their days, even causing some to become increasingly immobile. Keeping in Step aims to bring back life, energy, and vigor to our elderly. I intend to demonstrate to everyone that our grandparents matter. They deserve to feel good about themselves and keep in step.
The General Employees Cooperative Credit Union, GECU, will make $1,000 available to each delegate to execute their projects. I'm Calvin Harry with today's special report.